This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards saw some victories for his agenda in the Senate this week. Advancement of criminal justice reforms and anti-discrimination legislation, as well as a bill to up the minimum wage. The House, on the other hand?
Quite frankly, I'm disappointed, particularly in the House.
Monday, there was Shreveport Representative Thomas Carmody's monuments bill.
This bill is very much about white supremacy and divisiveness.
Would you agree the major reason that the southern states seceded from the Union was in order to maintain the institution of slavery?
Carmody replied,
"No, sir, I would not."
And in the governor's view?
The bill unnecessarily created a lot of division and animosity. We need to come together as a people. That was not the way to do it.
Tax reform bills came up in the House a couple of times, but were returned to the calendar. As Alexandria Representative Lance Harris put it,
it seems like nobody wants to vote for taxes.
Since Monday is the House Republicans golf tournament and Tuesday is the House versus Senate basketball game, the tax reform bills are now scheduled for House debate next Wednesday, leaving the Senate less than 2 weeks to vet them before end of session, if they pass. Governor Edwards is frustrated.
On July 1st of 2018, $1.3 billion in revenue is just gone. As of right now, there has not been anything that has moved out of the House of Representatives that in any way addresses that cliff.
And the governor says,
every day it looks more and more likely we'll have to have a special session at some point before the regular session next year.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.